listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by DMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Day here in Paris, Kentucky. We're here from their Red Earl Line Gymnasium. And good evening, everyone. Ivan Rawls getting set to bring you Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network. Tonight is a boy-girl doubleheader here on the campus of Paris High School. The 40th District foes, and the girls are going to get the night started here this evening. The Lady Indians come in with an 11-6 record, coming off the heels of a victory on Monday night at Madison Central. They'll take on a Paris squad that has only got two wins to begin the season. But this has always been a formidable foe and an extremely tough place to play for the Lady Indians over the years. And we don't expect tonight to be any different, but the Lady Indians are hoping to continue their winning ways this evening. We're about 4.5 minutes away from tip-off of this game. The Lady Hounds have come back out to continue their pregame warm-ups. Of course, coming into this game, or coming into this season, rather, if you will, both of these teams expected to look much differently when you talk about personnel. But the Lady Hounds, prior to the season kicking off, lost three players that were on their roster at the end of last season but are not with the program coming into this season. That would have made a significant difference for Coach Aaron Speaks, who is at the helm for the Lady Hounds. And, of course, the Lady Indians, through decisions before the season and during the season, don't have players that you figured in to be a part of this season. But nonetheless, neither one of these coaches will make any excuses. They're both will try to fine-tune and get themselves set for good competition and for seeding purposes when it comes to 40th District basketball. When you talk about this Paris High School Lady Hounds team, of course, their returning star player for the Lady Hounds is Brooklyn White, and she's an outstanding interior player with a lot of post presence. She's got the all-around game, standing at about 6 foot in height, but it's really just an exceptional all-around athlete, really outstanding softball player, and she comes in as the leading scorer on the season for the Paris Lady Hounds, averaging just over 17 points per contest. She'll be the main focus of the Lady Indians' defense of assignments here tonight. And as she goes, will the Lady Hounds go, you figure, here tonight? And, of course, the Lady Indians not coming off one of their more stellar performances Monday night on the road in Richmond at Madison Central High School, but able to escape that game with a victory to pull themselves up to 11-6 here. So we're about 2 minutes away. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and we return. We'll get you set for this opening game, this boy-girls doubleheader here on the campus of Paris High School. It's Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop. We'll be right back.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
As we return here to Worldwide, Errol Redwine Gymnasium, with always a tongue twister for me getting that out. And as we get ready for the pregame activities with the national anthem and starting lineups, both of these teams ready to go. The Lady Hounds in their home white unis tonight with orange lettering and numerals with the black trim. The Lady Indians are in their road blue uniforms with red lettering with the white trim around them. As we get ready to set, we'll take it down to our public address announcer, Ivan Rice.
At this time, should you please stand for the plan of announcer asking by the Paraphy Blues Band.
Down the band is here. Paris High School Band playing the national anthem as we get ready to throw it back down to Ivan Rice, the PA announcer here at Paris High School. He's getting some instructions from one of the officials, JT Taylor, but at this time I think we're ready for Ivan Rice to take
over. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Earl E. Redwine Gymnasium for tonight's 40th district basketball action between the visiting team, the Lady Indians of Montgomery County, and our home team, the Lady Hounds of Paris. Now let's meet the starting lineup for Coach Justin High's Lady Indians. At 40, 5'11" is freshman number 22, Bailey Warner. At 40, 5'7" and senior number 11, Reagan Booney. At 40, 5'11" and senior number 10, Allie Dillon. At guard, at 5'4" is freshman number 3, Sophia Freshman. And at guard, at 5'7" is senior number 20, Hayden Barrier. And now, let's give it up for our Lady Hounds of Paris. Assistant coaches, Kelsey Tackett, Jessica Delicious, Derek Brooks, and Kerry Barr. And your head coach is Aaron Speak. At 40, 5'6" is sophomore number 4, McKenna Fields. At 40, 5'8" is freshman number 10, Molly
Vice President, Mr. J.T. Taylor, Mr. Dave Pugh, Mr. Troy Buckler, athletic trainers Laura Gibson, on the clock is Mr. Steve Davis, and on the mic is L1C4.
And nobody does it like the sports doctor, Ivan Rice, here in the 40th District, or the 10th Region for that matter. Brings the excitement each and every time. We're getting ready as Bailey Warner is in the center circle with Brooklyn White. And it's Warner winning the tap for the Lady Indians. The Lady Indians will go from right to left on your listening device here this evening. It's Barrier out front with the ball, mishandles, but gets it over to Warner. Now back to Barrier. She'll reset the offense. Barrier hands it off to Reganoni. Now to Sophie Fouch. She's at the top of the key inside the paw print here on the floor at the Rail Wine Gymnasium. She's being guarded out front. Hands it off to Oney. Oney continues to look over the offense. Gives it to Bailey Warner. She gets a nice pass inside to Allie Dillon. She gets a shot up, but it's no good. And now we're going to have a tie-up as it was Oney on the rebound off of the Dillon miss. A nice cut to the basket and a pass. But on the tie-up, that ball will go to Paris. So Paris ready to inbound the ball. They try to get it in, and is it a five-second call? Let's see what we've got. It's going to be a five-second call, so it's going to be a turnover as Molly Mason was not able to get the ball inside. So it's Lady Indians basketball underneath their own basket. Dillon set to inbound the ball, gets it into Barrier. No score here with 40 seconds into the start of this contest here at Paris High School. Barrier gets the ball over to Dillon. Dillon down inside to Oney. Oney makes a move inside, gets a shot up, no good. Challenges the rebound. We're going to have another tie-up. So Reagan Oney on her miss gets the shot up. It was contested, but we have a tie-up, and it'll be Montgomery County's basketball. Again, Dillon, the trigger lady, gets the ball inside to Barrier on the right wing. Now Barrier being guarded out front by Tori Dunford. And you got Barrier makes a move inside, shoots the ball up, no good. Rebound comes off, rebound out to Barrier. And now she gets it off to Dillon, who shoots a three, no good. And now the rebound comes off to the Lady Hounds, and the Lady Hounds will make their way back down to the other side of the floor. Dunford dribbles it off her foot, and now it's Allie Dillon on the drive in the middle of the lane. No good. Another rebound comes off to Paris this time as that rebound comes off into the hands of McKenna Fields. McKenna Fields, the last two rebounds for the Lady Hounds. Now down inside to Brooklyn White. Brooklyn White shoots the shot up over Dillon. No good. Rebound comes off to the Lady Indians. It's Reganoni with her third rebound in his contest. She drives down the lane, shoots up the shot, and no good. Ball comes out into the hands of Sophie Fouch, and Sophie Fouch off of that offensive rebound, puts it back up and good. The Lady Indians off the bus and on the board here at 2-0. We're 2 minutes in to this contest. Shot goes up by Dunford. No good. She gets her own rebound. And now she resets the offense out front. Dunford looks over the offense, being guarded by Barrier. Barrier gets a hand on the ball, and then it goes into the backcourt. Both players go after. Barrier comes up with it, hands it off to Dillon, and Dillon gets it in, and it's a 4-0 lead for the Lady Indians. So Allie Dillon, the beneficiary of the hustle by Hayden Barrier there on the steal. Dunford guarded by Barrier again. Gets it to White down inside. They get the ball into Molly Mason. Molly Mason gets a nice lay in and puts the Lady Hounds on the board for the first time in the ball game. 4-2 in favor of the Lady Indians. 5:15 left here in the first period. Indians, Lady Indians with the basketball. Fouch, left wing, drives off of a screen set by Oney. Gets it to Dillon in the right corner, and it's good for a three. Allie Dillon, 5 points now, and it's a 7-2 ball game in favor of the Lady Indians. Dunford races down to the other side of the floor, then gets the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll remain Lady Hounds ball underneath their own basket here. Checking into the game for the Lady Indians is Savannah Jarvis, the 6-foot junior for the Lady Indians, checking in for the first time, and she'll replace Bailey Warner. The Lady Hounds inbounds the ball, gets it to White. She hands it back off to Dunford on the right wing. Lady Hounds going left to right on your dial, and then the ball gets knocked free, and it's out of bounds. Another turnover. I know one of the concerns for Coach Aaron Speaks in this ball game was going to be turnovers, especially when you have the unforced turnovers like that one. Now, Barrier with the basketball. She crosses over the midcourt stripe. Now, on the drive against Dunford, goes to the left side, shoots up the layup, no good. Rebound comes off to White, and then Jarvis tries to wrestle it away from White, and they get a tie-up, and the tie-up will be in favor of the Lady Hounds. Kay Oliver now will trigger in the ball for the Lady Hounds here. Molly Mason brings the ball across the court. She's being guarded by Oney. Now in a trap with Oney and Barrier. Barrier comes away with the ball. Barrier ever so nicely just hands that ball off to, very unselfish, if you will, to Savannah Jarvis, who gets her first two. It's 9-2. And now off of a steal by Allie Dillon, she races back down the other way, shoots up a shot, no good. Rebound comes off to Brooklyn White for the Lady Hounds. Back the other way, and now picked off by Jarvis. So another turnover by the Lady Hounds. She gets it to Hayden Barrier on the right wing, and she sinks the three. And just like that, the Lady Indians are up 12-2, and the Lady Indians need a timeout. 3:46 left here in the first period. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Lady Indians in command here early. It's 12-2 as the Lady Indians scored the first two buckets to go up 4-0, and then the Lady Hounds were able to get on the board. But since then, it's been all Lady Indians on a 8-0 run here to start this game off. And that so far in the first period, Lady Indians 5 of 12 from the floor, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. The Lady Hounds only 1 of 3. Lady Hounds inbounds the ball. They're going left to right. They need to go full court against this man pressure. Laura Lee Orison, the freshman, is into the ball game now. She checked in during the timeout for Sophie Pouch. Dunford on the drive. Goes down inside, and the shot, oh, got blocked by Savannah Jarvis, but she's going to be called for the foul. So that's going to be first foul on Savannah Jarvis. The first team foul on Montgomery County. First foul in this ball game so far. So Tori Dunford, who averages 9.7 points per game on the season, will go to the line. She eyes the first one up and good. So Tori Dunford gets her name in the scoring books to make it a 9-point deficit now for the Lady Hounds. Second one up, bounces around, and it falls through as well. So 12-4, breaking that 8-0 run by the Lady Indians. Here comes the Lady Hounds. They set up in their 2-2-1 full court pressure. Montgomery County breaks it, gets into the front court, and now Barrier will set the offense. Barrier on the drive against Dunford. She takes it right down the left side of the lane, and good for two for Hayden Barrier. She now has 5 points. 14-4 our score. Lady Indians in that man full court pressure. Barrier against Dunford. Dunford slips, falls down. She's on the floor. She's got the ball. She just throws it up, hoping for a prayer, and it goes into the hands of Jarvis, and then she's fouled by McKenna Fields, and that'll be McKenna Fields' first foul, first team foul for the Lady Hounds. Lady Indians will inbounds it side out as Dillon gets the ball in to Hayden Barrier. 2:57 left here in this first period. Dillon right wing, three-pointer, no good, rebound. Comes off to Kay Oliver, and it's stolen on the other end by Dillon. Dillon comes away with another steal here, her second in this contest, and now the seventh turnover for the Lady Hounds. Barrier with a shot, no good, rebound comes off to Molly Mason. Now, Molly Mason trying to dribble against this pressure. She's caught in a trap right at the mid-court line, and they're going to say last touch by Savannah Jarvis, so it'll remain Paris basketball. Checking in for the Lady Indians is Bailey Warner, who started the game. She checks in for Reagan Oney right now for the Lady Indians. So it's Warner, Jarvis, Barrier, Orison, and Dillon on the floor for the Lady Indians. Dunford, White, Mason, Fields, and Oliver for the Lady Hounds. Dunford mishandles the ball again, and this time into the hands of Hayden Barrier with another steal. She gets the ball forward to Laura Lee Orison, and the freshman picks up her first 2 points in this ball game. It's 16-4 in favor of the Lady Indians. Again, Dunford being hounded out front by Hayden Barrier. Breathing the same air right now, and Dunford just throws the ball up towards the rim. Half shot, just half. I got to get it out of my hands. I'm tired of the pressure, but they're saying that Barrier touched the ball last, and it went out of bounds. I don't know if it even qualified for a shot for Dunford, so we won't count that against her. Checking into the game was Reagan Oney. Got a brief break, and she replaces Allie Dillon. The Lady Hounds inbounds the ball to McKenna Fields, and she gets her shot blocked. And now Lady Indians on the run. They get the ball forward to Hayden Barrier, and she scores another basket. Barrier with 7 points. 18-4 in favor of the Lady Indians. Dunford now being guarded out front. Once again by Barrier. Ball goes over into the corner. It's a three-point shot up. No good. It's by Kay Oliver. Rebound comes off to Savannah Jarvis for the Lady Indians, and they're off and running. Jarvis gets the ball ahead to Bailey Warner, and she scores the bucket. First 2 points for the freshman. And it's 20-4, 16-point lead for the Lady Indians. Now Sophie Fouts checks back into the ball game. She'll check in for Laura Lee Orison at this point in time. 1:18 left here in the opening period of this boys and girls doubleheader here on the campus of Paris High School this evening. It's White down inside for Paris. She makes a nice pass across the lane to Fields. Excellent pass by Brooklyn White. Makes it 20-6. Just inside of a minute here. It's Bailey Warner. She gets a nice pass from Sophie Fouch and is fouled on the baseline by McKenna Fields. And that'll be her second, team second. Bailey Warner did a great job of finishing and making herself available. Checking in for the Lady Hounds is, for the first time, is number three. And I don't have that number. I'll have to check that out here in just a minute, as well as number 24 for Paris, and that's Reagan Cowan for the first time. Bailey Warner, he does hit the free throw, giving her 5 points, and then she checks out. As back into the game for the Lady Indians is Allie Dillon. Paris tries to inbound the ball. Got it knocked away, but they recover it. Does Kay Oliver. And now a scramble on the floor with Jarvis and Oliver. And we're going to have a tie-up, it looks like, here. And it'll be Montgomery County's ball on the possession arrow. 47 seconds left in the opening period. Barrier to the right or left corner to Fouch. Fouch shoots a three-pointer, and to her dismay, shoots it well over the rim. Air ball goes out of bounds, and that'll be Paris's basketball. Tori Dunford is back into the ball game. Looks like Kay Oliver checks out, or Molly Mason, it looks like, checked out. And then we have situation, Tori Dunford being guarded by Reagan Oney. They are calling Oney for a foul as they collided with the official there on the baseline. Almost looked like the old NFL bumps, bites, and bruises film right there with that collision with the official. But it'll be Paris's basketball. Side inbounds on the backcourt. Ball is into Tori Dunford as she looks to cross the midcourt stripe being guarded by Reagan Oney, the senior for the Lady Indians. 30 seconds left. Brooklyn White calls for the ball, gets it down inside. She's double-teamed, gets it back out on the kickout. Got a long three-pointer up, no good, as it comes off the hand of Kay Oliver for Paris. Now, Lady Indian is running the other way. It's Hayden Barrier after the rebound. Gets the layup in, 25-6, 12 seconds left in this opening period. Brooklyn White drives down inside the lane, shoots it up, no good. Rebound comes off to Hayden Barrier. She gets the ball to Florida Fouch with 3 seconds. It's up and good right at the buzzer, and that's how we'll end the first period here at Paris High School. The Lady Indians out front, 27-6. We'll return in a moment. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Lady Indians started out slow this evening, but boy, they've heated it up. They're 12 of 22 from the floor so far, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. Made their only free throw attempt that they had there as we start this second period. It's they're going to call a foul on Sophie Fouch. It was Kay Oliver receiving the ball over in the corner there. So first foul for Sophie Fouch in this contest. First team foul to start this second period. 27-6 is the score here. It's Tori Dunford out front, guarded by Barrier, gets it over to Brooklyn White. She drives off of the right side, gets a nice little shot up, nice little 12-footer by Brooklyn White. Makes it 27-8, favor of the Lady Indians. Lady Indians carry the ball up the floor, gets it down inside off the assist from Sophie Fouch to Bailey Warner. So just like it, the Lady Indians back up with the 21-point lead here in this second period. Paris shot to advance the ball for it. They say the ball last touched by White as Dillon able to get her hand on the ball, so it'll be off of Paris and now Montgomery County's ball. Checking in for the Lady Hounds here once again is number 3, and that's Kyla Crutcher for Paris. And now Lady Indians with the ball inside. Reagan only flips the ball up, no good. Rebound comes off to Brooklyn White. White with a third rebound in this contest. She takes the ball up the floor herself. White back out top and then over to the right wing to Dunford. Dunford tries to force it down inside of White. It gets tipped and then it goes into the hands of White. And White finishes on the foul here. And they're going to call the foul on Allie Dillon, her first. And the team's second is Brooklyn White. Second basket on the evening, second basket of the quarter. And now she'll try to complete the conventional three-point play here at the line. Mentioned Brooklyn White averaging 17 and a half points on the season. She misses the free throw. Rebound comes off to Warner. Now, Barrier drives the lane. No good. Rebound comes off to White for Paris. And now they try to advance the ball forward to the Lady Hounds. Now, on the drive, it's Crutcher. She shoots up the shot, no good. Rebound comes off to Reagan Oney. Oney gets the ball ahead to Barrier. Barrier pulls up at the free throw line, no good. Rebound comes off into the hands of Allie Dillon. She misses it at point blank, but then she's going to be fouled on the miss. Looks like by Kay Oliver. Or Molly Mason, sorry. That's her first, team's first, as Hayden Barrier missed the shot from the free throw line. Allie Dillon could not put in the point blank shot, but on the rebound, gives her a chance to shoot two here. The senior from Montgomery County misses the first of two free throws. Checking in for the Lady Indians is Savannah Jarvis again, as Reagan Oney and Sophie Faust check out, as for the first time tonight, Nina Dunn checks in for the Lady Indians. Dillon's second free throw is good, giving her 6 points on the night and making it a 30-10 contest with 6:18 left here in the first half. It's Paris with the ball. Out front to Kay Oliver. Down from the left side is Crutcher. She throws it out to Molly Mason, who shoots up a long three. No good. Rebound comes off to White. She is surrounded by a host of Indians. Kicks the ball back out. And now they're just looking over. Now a long shot again. Kicks off for a long rebound into the hands of Dunford off of that miss by Kay Oliver. So it remains Lady Hounds ball. Crutcher throws it down inside to White. Nice post-entry pass. The ball's overshot, but it goes to the weak side of Tori Dunford, who gets an offensive putback for the Lady Hounds. 30-12 in favor of the Lady Indians. Lady Indians push the ball off the floor. They try to get it down inside to Jarvis. She makes a nice catch. She kicks it out. They make the extra pass, and now it's Barrier driving down the lane. Great ball movement as Barrier gets her 11th point on the evening. 32-12, 20-point lead, and back. And on the other way, it was Kay Oliver with the long three. And Dillon comes back on the other side and gets the shot up. Boy, that was fast and furious action there. I almost missed it trying to note that on the three-point shot. So we have a miss by Paris, by Dunford on the other end. Rebound comes down to Barrier. Barrier drives all the way into the middle of the lane. She shoots up a short jumper. No good. Rebound by Jarvis, and she puts up the offensive rebound for her second basket and fourth point on the evening. 36-15 in favor of the Lady Indians. Paris with the ball in the front court. Now it's Dunford. She's going to try to settle everything down for Coach Aaron Speaks as he gives out instructions to his point guard. Now Dunford picks up the ball, being guarded by Jarvis. And now it's Brooklyn White. She's trying to clear out space to drive on Jarvis here. She makes a nice up and under and gets it in. Nice. Really showing her offensive prowess is Brooklyn White for the Lady Hounds. Just under 4 minutes left here in this opening half of basketball. Lady Indians with Dunn from the right corner. She shoots a three-pointer. It goes over the rim and out of bounds off the hands of Bailey Warner. Checking in for the Lady Indians down is Reagan Mays, the freshman for the first time, along with Laura Lee Orison, makes her way back in. And as it sets the Montgomery County offense with Oney, Jarvis, Orison, Dunn, and now Mays for the Lady Indians. Dunford with the basketball. She gets it over to Mason, and Mason dribbles the ball out of bounds. So another turnover for Paris, who had done a better job here in this second period of play, limiting turnovers. They had eight early turnovers in that first period. Only two so far in this period have the Lady Hounds. The Lady Indians get the ball down inside, but then mishandled by Jarvis, and they're going to call her for a turnover here for the Lady Indians. That's their first turnover here in this second period. Speaking of which, been a much cleaner played second period in this contest. It's Paris's ball. It's now Tori Dunford crosses the midcourt stripe, being guarded by Reagan Mays. They throw the ball out of bounds as it Molly Mason looks like that mishandled that ball. So another turnover, unforced turnover for the Lady Hounds. 19-point lead for the Lady Indians. Reagan Mays, the freshman, brings it into the front court for the Lady Indians. Gets it over to Orson. Orson looks down and probably passed it a little bit too soon. She expected Jarvis to be there breaking, but fortunately for the Lady Indians, it was McKenna Fields getting her hand on the ball for the Lady Hounds and remain Lady Indians basketball underneath their own basket. Jarvis gets the ball inbounds. She's being hounded by two Lady Hounds, but the ball knocks over into the hands of Reagan Oney. She's now on a hard drive to the basket, and she's going to be tripped up and fouled, looks like, by Reagan Cowan. Reagan Cowan, the younger sister of Jamie Cowan, I believe. outstanding player here for the Lady Hounds the last several years, now playing collegiate basketball and soccer up at Alice Lloyd College up in Pippa Passes, Kentucky. Had an outstanding soccer season there and played quite well during the basketball season. Reagan Oney, the senior from Montgomery County, goes to the free throw line. She misses the first free throw attempt in this ball game. Checking in for the lineup for Montgomery County, or for Paris, was Brooklyn White, as Cowan sits down. And it's Oney making one of two free throws there. She makes the second, and it's 37-17. Paris's basketball, White down inside, makes a nice little move again, up and under, no good. Rebound comes off the foul for Montgomery County. Lady Indians pushing the ball the other way. It's the left corner by Oney. Oney shoots it up, no good from beyond the arc. But who's there to hustle it down? That's Sophie Fouch for the Lady Indians. Now Jarvis drives the lane. She's met with resistance by Brooklyn White. So the 2-6 splitters on the floor, and that time it's White that wins that battle. And they're going to call a foul on Reagan Oney. That's her second, team's third here in the period. So that'll cause Coach Destin High to pull Oney out as Allie Dillon replaces her in the lineup. 2:15 left here in the opening half of play here at the Red Arrow Line Gymnasium. Lady Indians on the road here tonight in 40th district play. Now they knock the ball free from Paris. Another turnover, and now it's Laura Lee Orison trying to go the other way, but she gets the ball knocked off of her leg as it was a great hustle job by Kay Oliver. So dueling turnovers there by these two teams. It'll be Paris's ball going left to right on your listening device. Reminder, the boys will be playing the nightcap of this boy-girl doubleheader between these two programs. Coach Sean Ransom and his feisty hounds will take on the Indians, trying to continue on their winning ways. We've got a steal here. Savannah Jarvis in an open layup. Great job anticipating the pass. Missed the steal. Another turnover for the Lady Hounds. And that's Savannah Jarvis with her 6 point on the evening. 39-17. Dumford gets it over to Oliver, and then the ball's knocked out of bounds. And with that stoppage in play, Hayden Barrier and Bailey Warner will check in for Savannah Jarvis and Reagan Mays for Montgomery County. Paris will inbounds the ball underneath her own basket. It's Oliver looking. She throws it up high to White, where only she can go and get it. White tries to shoot over Warner. Warner did a great job of walling up. The shot was no good. Rebound came off to Dillon, and Dillon gets fouled on the rebound there. We're going to call that on Kay Oliver. That'll be her first in the ball game. Team's third here in the second period. Lady Indians advance the ball into the front court. Gives it back to Hayden Barrier. Barrier calls out the play with Dumford guarding her. Now Dillon. Dillon looks down inside for Laura Lee Orison. Orison gets a shot off. No good. Once again, the 5'4" freshman, Sophie Fouch, uncovers the ball. But now we have a steal. And Tori Dumford goes the other way and misses on the layup. So now Hayden Barrier drives the lane the other way, and she gets it, does the senior for Montgomery County. And that's her 13th point on the evening. 41-17, 40 seconds left in this opening half of play. Paris, another unforced turnover for the Lady Hounds, and the turnovers continue to mount. As that's the sixth of the quarter. 14th on the ball game for the Lady Hounds. It's Barrier's going to walk the ball up. She comes across the midcourt stripe. 23 seconds left here in this opening half of play. And we get a hold here. It looked like it was going to be a throwaway turnover, but the official calls a hold down on the inside. And that's going to be Kay Oliver. That's her second, team's fourth here. So Montgomery County will inbounds the ball underneath their own basket. Dillon quick fires it in to Orson. Orson gets the shot up. She's going to have a chance for a three-point play. That shows the physical strength of the freshman right there. And great recognition by by Laura, by Allie Dillon and Lori Lee Orison. And that's going to be the third foul on Kay Oliver. And the freshman, Laura Lee Orison, who's been getting more and more minutes for Coach Dustin High in the last handful of games. And just showing off, you know, just the physical specimen that she is at such a young age. Orison shoots up the free throw. It comes off hard and kicks off into the hands of Tori Dunford for the Lady Hounds. 43-17 is the score. It's White on the other end. Shoots a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes off the barrier. She races against the clock. Gets it up to Warner. Warner rushes the shot. Misses it. But barrier with the rebound and putback. They are going to count it. And that's how we'll end the half here. As it's the Lady Indians, 45. The Lady Hounds of Parrish, 17. We'll return for a halftime here at the Earl Roy Rogers Gymnasium for 40th District Action. After we take this two-minute timeout, you're listening to Lady Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
It's a doubleheader here on the campus of Parrish High School. It's the Lady Indians with a commanding 45-17 lead. And my apologies, we've got to set up right here beside the Parrish High School band, and they are very enthusiastic. And so hopefully it's not disturbing much of your listening capabilities, but we'll try to get through this the best that we can. Let's look at individual scoring there in the first half. First for the Lady Indians. They were led in the first half by a senior all-region player in Hayden Barrier with 13 points. Then Allie Dillon, a senior for this Lady Indians team, had 8 points. Then it was Bailey Warner, the freshman, with 7 points there in the first half. She was 3 of 4 from the floor, 1 of 1 from beyond the from the free throw line. Then Savannah Jarvis, the junior interior player for the Lady Indians, 6-footer. She was perfect from the floor, 3 of 3 with 6 points for the Lady Indians. Then Sophie Fouch, who had 4 rebounds there in the first half. She was 2 of 3 from the floor for 4 points. Also with 4 points in that first half was Laura Lee Orison, who was perfect from the floor at 2 of 2. She missed the only free throw that she attempted. And then rounding out the scoring for the Lady Indians was senior Reagan Oney, who was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. For the Lady Hounds, the homestanding Lady Hounds, they were led in score by Brooklyn White. The 6-footer on the inside had 6 points for the Lady Hounds. Then followed that up with 4 points by Tori Dumford, and then two apiece for Molly Mason and McKenna Fields, and then the three-point basket by Kay Oliver to round out scoring for the Lady Hounds. That's a look at the individual scoring here in the first half. We're going to take another two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll go over the team statistics here in the first half here from the Earl Redwine Gymnasium. At halftime, the Lady Indians, 45, the Lady Hounds of Paris, 17. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
As we return here at halftime, the drum line is in full effect here at Paris High School. They got the snare drums and the bass drums kicking, if you will, here. As it's been very festive up here on the mezzanine, I guess you could say, here at the Earl Redwine Gymnasium on the home side of this gymnasium. We went over the individual scoring there in the first half. Let's go look at the team statistics. Lady Indians, 19 of 35 from the floor for the Lady Indians. They were 2 of 6 from beyond the arc there in the first half. They they only attempted 1 3 in that second period. They missed on it, but the 2 threes in this ball game, one coming off the hand of Allie Dillon and the other of Hayden Berry. The Lady Indians were 3 of 6 from the charity stripe. For Paris, they were 6 of 18 from the floor, 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. That lone three coming off the hand of Kay Oliver, and they were 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. Lady Indians out-rebounded the Lady Hounds there in the first half, 18-15. And then the big story in the first half of this game were the turnovers for the Lady Hounds. Just to continue to hand over extra possession to the Lady Indians, as they had 14 turnovers there in the first half, 8 in the first period, 6 in the second. The Lady Indians only turned the ball over 5 times in that first half of play. So one of the concerns for Coach Aaron Speaks, and speaking with him about his team, was the turnovers, and that has been a big problem here. Again, not the team that Coach Speaks had planned on coming into this season with out of last year, but it's the team he's got, and he makes no excuses. We're 90 seconds away from second half action. The Paris Lady Hounds are back on the floor. The Lady Indians should be joining them here soon. We'll take this one-minute timeout. When we return, we'll get you set for second half action here in 40th District play. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
The Lady Indians almost reminds you of what they do in the Big Five that they have in Pennsylvania when they play at the Palestra, where sometimes they come down on the top of the bleachers as with this boy-girl doubleheader and locker room space limited. They must be dressing in a classroom down the hall in the upper part of the gymnasium. So they come marching down the bleachers as we get set for this second half. And it'll be Lady Indians basketball to begin the second half. They'll be going left to right on your listening device. It's a 45-17 advantage for the Lady Indians as they begin this second half. Barrier with the basketball for the Lady Indians. She looks over this zone defense as they try to get the trap in the corner on Dillon. She gets ball loose back over to Barrier. Barrier with the skip pass to Dillon on the right wing up, and it rattles in for the senior. Allie Dillon with her 11 points on the evening. It's 48-17 for the Lady Indians. Dumford with the basketball for Lady Hounds. She gets it over to Molly Mason, and Molly tries to make a pass down inside the field, but it's deflected by Reaganoni. So we'll get a reset with Paris with the ball underneath their own basket. It'll be Mason to go and trigger the ball inbounds. She's being guarded by Reaganoni on the baseline. Gets the ball into Brooklyn White. The six-footer takes the ball out. Now she's going to try to drive down the lane. She gets it up. She gets hit. Let's see who they're going to call with this foul. They're going to call that foul Bailey Warner. That's her first, team first here in the third period. Brooklyn White will go to the line to shoot two. White missed her only free throw attempt from for the night. She eyeballs the first one. It kicks off on the right side on her first attempt. White, who averages 17.5 points per contest, only 6 points so far in this contest for Coach Aaron Speaks. Second shot up is good, giving her 7 points on the evening, and it's 48-18 in favor of the Lady Indians. 40 seconds into this third period. Ball with the Lady Indians, and now Reaganoni out top. In this zone defense, they get the ball over to the left corner to Barrier. It's up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Paris. So Barrier misses the three, but they'll get the ball underneath their own basket with the Lady Indians. Dillon, the trigger person, gets it in to Warner. She dribbles the ball, and then you have a Paris player down in there. It looks like it may be Kay Oliver got down in there and tied it up. And the possession there will be friendly to the Lady Hounds this time around. So turnover in possession there for Montgomery County. Dumford gets the ball to the left wing to White. White dumps it down inside to Mason. She gets it up and goes through contact. They're going to call that on Fouch. That are her second, team second. And now Molly Mason will try to complete the conventional three-point play. Shots up, no good. Rebound comes off to Oney for the Lady Indians. 48-20 now the score. Oney advances the ball forward, gets it to Warner, to Dillon. Dillon makes a nice pass along the baseline to Fouch, and Sophie completes the play. 30-point lead for the Lady Indians. 6:30 left here in the third period here at Paris High School. White tries to make a pass out, and it's Fouch. Read it all the way. She intercepted it like Deion Primetime Sanders, but then misses a wide-open layup and then misses the putback does the freshman, unfortunately, for the Lady Indians. And now Paris comes the other way, but then throws the ball away once again. Been the big problem for the Lady Hounds if Coach Aaron speaks here tonight. The Lady Hounds came into this contest on a five-game losing streak. Only two wins on the season, but has been competitive at times, but then have shown struggles as Coach Speak's team. And now, Fouch trapped in the corner. Are they going to call a foul or a tie-up? What do we have here? I believe they're calling it a tie-up, which should remain Lady Indians basketball, I believe. And that's what the call will be. So on the tie-up, the Lady Indians keep the basketball. Ball comes in to Hayden Barrier. Dumfries eyeing Harris. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Hounds. Barrier gives it up to Dillon. Down the pass down inside to Fouch. Makes a nice cut to the basket. Can't make it from the left side as now the ball comes off to Kay Oliver for the Lady Hounds. Dribbles into the front court being guarded by Oney. Down over to Dumfries on the left wing. Dumfries tries to dribble and loses control, but ball goes right into the hands of Kay Oliver as Dumfries mishandled it, lost the ball, but it looked like Big Z's pass last week into Antonio Reeves beyond the arc. But Kay Oliver misses the shot badly. It goes out of bounds, and it's the Lady Indians basketball. 50-20 the score with 5:15 left in the third period. Lady Indians advanced the ball forward quickly, and it's a two-point layup for Allie Dillon. 52-20 is the score. 5 minutes left here in the third period. It's Dumfries with the basketball. Dumfries gets it over to Mason. Mason on the left wing, guarded by Oney. She skips the ball over to Oliver. Oliver shoots a three. It's up and good right into the face of Sophie Fouch. She couldn't get out there in time to distract the view of the rim. 23 points now for Paris, but they still trail the Lady Indians. On the other end, Brooklyn White gets called for the foul against Oney as Oney was driving to the basket. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Oney, one of two from the free throw line tonight. Only has 1 point. The senior shoots her first free throw, and it's up and good. The senior getting closer to the softball season for Reagan Oney as the Troy University signee. Finishing out her basketball athletic career this senior year. She goes up and hits both free throws here to give her 3 points on the evening. And it's 54-23 in favor of the Lady Indians. Checking into the ballgame for the Lady Indians with Savannah Jarvis as Bailey Warner checks out for the Lady Indians. It's Paris's basketball. White tries to drive on Jarvis. Makes another nice up and under. Comes off no good. And both Jarvis and White compete for it. They get tied up. It'll stay Paris's basketball on the possession arrow. Paris looking to inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Oliver gets it into White. The 2 6-footers looking each other eye to eye. Now White hands it off to Dumfries. Dumfries guarded by Hayden Barrier. Now trying to utilize the screen of Brooklyn White out top. And Dumfries made a nice pass to Fields, and then Fields just mishandled the ball out of bounds. And ball goes back to the Lady Indians. Barrier walks the ball up across the midcourt stripe. Coming up on 4 minutes left in the third period here. 54-23 favor of the Lady Indians. Jarvis with the basketball gets it to Dillon just off the left of the top of the key. Comes off no good. Rebound to Kay Oliver for Paris. Now, into the front court, Oliver back with the ball again, being guarded by freshman Laura Lee Orson, who's checked back into the game for the Lady Indians. Shot no good by Oliver. Rebound comes off to Jarvis. And now, Oney brings the ball the other way, hands it off to Jarvis out top. Jarvis over the barrier, and barrier will slow it down. Now she'll trigger a three. No good. Comes off the right side and into the hands of Tori Dumfries. Dumfries goes the other way, and she's met with resistance from Barrier. Barrier blocks her shot right there at the basket, and the ball will go out of bounds and stay in Paris's possession. But a great hustle play by the senior there off of the missed shot opportunity. But it'll be Paris's ball underneath their own basket. Checking in for the Lady Indians once again is Nina Dunn for Montgomery County. Paris with the ball. It is Dunford on the right wing, dribbles back out, being hounded again by Allie Dillon. Now, switch off to Barrier. They look down inside to McKenna Fields. She kicks it back out to White. White, nice exchange of passes there as White gets it back to Fields for a two-point goal. It is now 54-25, so McKenna Fields with her fourth point on the evening. Two or three on the from the floor for McKenna Fields. Barrier with the ball. She crosses over. Dunford gets to the basket and lays it in. Might have been a little contact there. No call for the senior. That's her 15th point on the evening. 56-25, 2:30 left here in this third period of this 40th District girls action. The boys to follow here at the conclusion of this ball game. Stay tuned here on the Gateway Sports Network. We'll have that for you when it begins. Three-point shot from the left corner by Molly Mason. No good. Rebound comes off to Nina Dunn. The Lady Indians head the other way. It's Jarvis with the ball in her hands. She drives the basket left-hand side, and it rolls in. Just showing that ability to dribble the basketball for the six-footer for Montgomery County. Brooklyn White, the six-footer for Paris. Now with the ball, she's being guarded out top by Jarvis. Gets a screen from Fields, and then she shoots a nice little 18-footer, giving her 9 points on the evening and giving her Lady Hounds 27 points, but they still trail by 31. It's a Barrier. Gives it off to Orison. Orison drives in and shoots a nice little 12-footer. So the freshman seems to be getting really more comfortable out on the floor for the Lady Indians with that nice little stop-and-pop 12-footer at 60-27 in favor of the Lady Indians. 80 seconds left here in this third period. It's Paris's basketball. It's Mason, and she double-dribbled. So another turnover. As I think she was trying to listen to the instructions that were coming from the sideline, and it really confused her. Now checking in for the Lady Indians, we have Sophie Fouch checking back in, along with Bailey Warner, and Reagan Mays checks back in for the Lady Indians. Mays, wearing number 14, gets the ball off. To Fouts, down over to Jarvis. Jarvis shoots up a three-pointer, high arcing shot. No good. Rebound comes off the Fields for Paris. Jarvis can shoot the three. Very diverse on the offensive end. Now the ball comes to Dunford, and then she throws it away right into the hands of the awaiting Reagan Oney. Oney with the steal. And now she brings the ball into the front court with 40 seconds left to play. She'll set the floor. Fouch with the ball, gets it over to Mays, the right corner. She dribbles back out top, now to Jarvis. Jarvis steps back with White just above the top of the key. Now, Jarvis tries to go one-on-one to the basket, no good. Oney rips down the rebound, kicks it back out to Warner on the right wing. Three, no good as it hits the support cable above the rim there for Montgomery County. Jarvis made a nice drive to the basket. No good, but again, just show how really adept she is handling the ball for a six-footer. 60-27, 13 seconds left in this third period. It'll be White bringing the ball the length of the floor, right to left for the Lady Hounds. 7 seconds to the corner to Molly Mason. She shoots a three, no good. Rebound comes off the Oney, and she'll let the clock run out for the third period. So at the end of three, the Lady Indians commanding lead 60-27 here at the Earl Redwine Gymnasium in 40th District action. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-859-859.
309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We'll start this fourth period. Lady is going left to right here with a 60-27 advantage for the Lady Indians. Allie Dillon down the left side of the lane. She gets it to Alexis White, and White throws it into the backcourt. Dumper chases it down. Probably should have just let it go out of bounds, and then she throws it right back into a barrier. Now Montgomery County has the advantage on the other end. Jarvis, right corner, and the ball goes in, but it once again, it kicked high up off of the shot and touched the support cable. So that'll be Paris's ball right there. But, boy, to see the dismay on Coach Aaron Speak's face when Dumper tried to save it. She didn't have to. She could have just let the ball go out of bounds, and it had been Paris's ball underneath their own basket. But just those plays, sometimes you're making the heat of the battle and you're not totally thinking properly there. As the Lady Hounds suffered another turnover, which has been turnovers aplenty in this contest. Dumper crosses the midcourt stripe, gets it to White on the right side. She shoots up another nice little 17-footer, and White now up to 11 points on the evening. 60-29, favor of the Lady Indians. Barrier with the basketball for the Lady Indians. Gets it over to Oney on the right wing. Oney back out to the top of the key to Jarvis. Down to the left wing to Barrier. She turns, shoots a three. No good. Oney comes up over the back. She's going to be called for over the back here. She came up over the back of Molly Mason there. It's Reagan Oney's third foul on the evening. That's the team's first in this period. Tori Duffer walks the ball across the floor, across the midcourt stripe. Hits it to White. White on that right. Now, from the left wing, shot up no good by Crutcher. Crutcher misses the three-point shot. Rebound comes off to Jarvis, and they advance the ball forward, and then Jarvis puts in the basket. So Savannah Jarvis, her 10th point on the evening, 62-29, Lady Indians. Dumper to Mason. And then there it is with the interception is Jarvis. Once again, another turnover. And now the Lady Indians advance the ball. Oney up front to Dillon. She misses it point-blank range. Comes off the rebound to Alexis White. They try to feed the ball back to White again. And now they'll reset the offense. Barrier down inside to White. She mishandles the ball. It's a turnover. And now it's Paris. Dumper races forward. She stopped. And now Jarvis gets a hand on the ball. Now we're going to have a scramble down the floor. Either we're going to have a tie-up here. And now the possession arrow this time will give it right back to the Lady Hounds. Checking into the contest for Paris once again is Kay Oliver. She'll check in for Molly Mason this time. It's Kay Oliver, Dumper, Crutcher, White, and the Fields on the floor for the Lady Hounds. Jarvis and White for Montgomery County. On the inbounds underneath the basket, ball goes into White. She's fouled. And they're going to call the foul on Jarvis, trying to stop White from scoring at the basket. So Brooklyn White will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up and no good. Again, just an outstanding athlete is Brooklyn White. And with that 6 foot height, boy, she's very, very dynamic. 11 points on the evening. She shoots her second free throw. It falls in. That gives her point number 12. For the Lady Hounds. 62-30 is the score. 5:30 left in this game, this 40th district matchup. First of two meetings on the season. Lady Indians will play host to the Lady Hounds on February the 9th at the MCHS Arena. Here goes Barrier. She drives to the lane, double clutches, but she's met with contact. And that's going to be a foul on McKenna Field. That's her third and the team's first in this fourth period. Going to the line for the Lady Indians is Hayden Barrier. She's trying to get points numbers 16 and 17, potentially. She gets point number 16 on that first shot. She is the leading scorer in this contest. Barrier with the second shot up and good. Give her 17 on the evening. Give the Lady Indians 64. 64-30 is our score right now. Favor of the Lady Indians here on the road tonight. Lady Indians trying to secure a two-game winning streak with a victory here. It's Paris's basketball. It's Oliver just off the left side of the top of the key. She shoots and makes her second three-pointer of the game, giving her nine points. And it's 64-33. Jarvis drives on White, misses, gets her own rebound, goes back up. Strong move by the junior for Montgomery County. So relentless there, giving her 12th point on the evening. It's a 33-point lead for the Lady Indians, just 2 points away from getting the running clock here here in the in this contest. It's Paris with the ball. Crutcher being guarded by Dillon. She tries to get her off of her, takes a couple of dribbles, and throws the ball away. It goes to Barrier. Barrier going the other way. A basket here will get the running clock started. They go down inside to Alexis White. She misses it from inside. Rebound comes down to Kay Oliver. Kay Oliver going the other way now for the Lady Hounds. Brooklyn White now with the ball. She pauses everything. Just under 4 minutes left to go in this contest. White on the drive, and then she just dribbles it off of her foot. So, wow. And she may just be a little bit tired. It may have been a little bit winded there. And Montgomery County now makes wholesale substitutions as pretty much the JV team down in. Nina Dunn checks back in. Reagan Mays along with Laura Lee Orison. And Parker Ann Rout for the first time makes an appearance along with Alexis White, who is already in the game. 3:38 left in the game, and Laura Lee Orison makes a pass to Parker Ann Rout. She goes down the middle of the floor. She misses a great look from Parker Ann, unable to make it. Rebound comes off to Brooklyn White for Paris. Ball goes down immediately inside to McKenna Fields. And so it's 66-35. 6 point for McKenna Field here tonight. 3:10 left in this ball game. It's Brooklyn White against Alexis White. Alexis gives the ball off to Laura Lee Orison. Orison being hounded by Fields, and then they throw the ball away. Orison and Mays could not make a connection there. And so it'll be Paris's basketball. 3:01 left. 66-35. Here in this opening game of the doubleheader, boy-girl doubleheader, it looks like the Lady Indians are going to be victorious here tonight. Brooklyn White now with the ball down inside against Alexis White, and that's just no match for the young Alexis White there. It's 66-37 now. And McKenna Fields will come out of the ball game as it's Reagan Cowan checks back in for Paris along with Molly Mason. Checks in as Colin Crutcher will come out of the ball game. Reagan Mays will take the ball across the midcourt guard for the Lady Indians. Going left to right on your listening device here tonight. She hands it off to Dunn. Dunn drives on Cowan, gives it up to Orison. Orison fakes a three. Now she just takes a hard drive down inside. It gets to Megan Reyes. Reagan Mays on the right side and shoots a 17-footer. And the freshman gets 2 points on the board tonight for the Lady Indians. 68-37. And they got 69 on the board. I'll check that here in just a second. It's Brooklyn White with a miss for the Lady Hounds. Back out to Dunford. She misses. Rebound this time comes off into the hands of Laura Lee Orison. She forwards the ball ahead to Dunn. Dunn makes the basket, and she's fouled. And they're going to call that foul on Reagan Cowan. That's her second, team second. What a play by Nina Dunn to get her first 2 points in the contest, and now she's trying to make it three. Free throw no good. Comes off into the hands of Alexis White. And now, on a three-point attempt, it looks like. Kay Oliver is going to be called for the foul. That's her fourth, Parker Ann route. They're going to say Parker Ann's foot was on the line, so she's only going to get a chance to shoot two here. Parker Ann, first free throw up, no good. Parker Ann had an outstanding middle school season in the seventh grade and misses the second one. Back. Well, now they're saying three. I thought she was beyond the arc, so they're giving her three shots here. So she missed the first two free throws. And now the third one's up, and it's no good as well. And that ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Paris's basketball. So now we've got 71-37 on the board here, and I'll just check and confirm that before we go off the air on the points here. Nonetheless, it's Paris's ball, and ball is thrown away as Laura Lee Orson is able to race it down. Goes the other way, gets it off to Dunn, and Dunn puts it in. Into Dunn with 4 points. 73-37 is our score, favor of the Lady Indians. Now Kay Oliver the other way. Misses a three-point shot. The ball slapped around and comes to Alexis White. She pushes it forward to Orson. Orson forward to Rout. Parker Hand Rout. P.A. with the basket at 75-37. And we get a substitution timeout here as Paris gets into the game for the first time tonight. Number 22, Olivia Marino. Makes her first appearance for the Lady Hounds. 1:10 left in this contest to decide, make the decision final, I guess you could say. And Kay Oliver from the top of the key, a long three-pointer, no good. Alexis White in there battling, but it comes off her hands and into the hands of Marino for Paris. She misses, and then Brooks White finally cleans it all up, but is hit on the arm, and she'll get to shoot. They're going to call Nina Dunn for the foul here, and that's going to be her first. Montgomery County's third team foul. White to the line, misses the first of two. A lot of action down inside on that play. Thought Alexis White was going to rip down that defensive rebound there for a minute. Wasn't able to get it. Brooklyn White with her second shot, no good as well. Now Nina Dunn comes down with a nice rebound for the Lady Indians as we got 43 seconds left in this contest. It's Reagan Mays, the freshman, or the seventh grader with the basketball. Gets it over to Laura Lee Orson, the freshman on the right wing. She drives, nice drive, hands it off to Alexis White, and boy, there it is. Alexis White puts it in, and the entire Montgomery County Lady Indians bench is super excited to Alexis putting in the basket here tonight, and wow, you love to see that when your teammates are rooting for you. Molly Mason, the other end, she gets a three. Does Molly Mason 77-40, and it's Laura Lee Orson. She drives at the end, and she's going to be fouled with 3 seconds left. I don't think Coach High wanted that shot, and I don't think Laura Lee Orson was paying attention to the clock at that point in time, but she'll go to shoot. Two free throws here as the clock does stop. It was a running clock, but it stopped for the foul here. So Orison trying to add to her night. First free throw is good. It makes her with 7 points. She's going to try to see if she can get eight on the evening. Solid play by the freshman here for Montgomery County. Up, second one goes up, no good. Rebound comes off into Dunn's hand. She puts it up and almost completed it. But that's going to do it for the opening contest here tonight in this 40th district matchup with the Lady Indians. What a dominant victory, 78-40 here on the Gateway Sports Network. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll return. We'll go over the stats for this ball game and then set the table for the boys game right here on the Gateway Sports Network. It's the Lady Indians victorious, 78-40. We'll return in 2 moments.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicated to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Well, impressive win for the Lady Indians here in district play tonight, pushing their record now to 12-6 for the Lady Indians, and the Lady Hounds fall to 2-14 on the season. Again, these two teams will match up again in a couple of weeks, February 9th at MCHS Arena. We'll take a quick look here at the team individual statistics here. It was the Lady Indians led in scoring tonight by senior Hayden Barrier, who was right on her average on the season pretty much, with 17 points tonight for the senior. Then it was Allie Dillon, senior, with 13 points tonight. You had Savannah Jarvis with 12 points here tonight for the Lady Indians. And then couple of players with 7 points apiece, and freshmen Bailey Warner and Laura Lee Orison. Then follow that up with the freshman Sophie Fausch with 6 points. You had with 4 points Nina Dunn, 3 points for senior Reagan Oney, all on the three or free throw shots tonight, and then two apiece for Parker Ann Rout, Reagan Mays, and Alexis White to finish out. So all players got to play for the Lady Indians, all got into the scoring column for the Lady Indians here tonight. For Paris, they were led in scoring by Brooklyn White. She just finished shy of getting her season average, as she finished the game with 14 points. It was then Molly Mason, or it was Kay Oliver with 9 points. All of her points coming off of three-pointers here tonight. Then it was Molly Mason with 7 points, 6 points for McKenna Fields, and then rounding out scoring for the Lady Hounds was Tori Dunford. Again, final score here tonight, the Earl Redwine Gymnasium for the Lady Indians was 78-40, a very impressive win. And we're a little bit in between contest here of these two. They haven't put the timer set for the boys' game, but we're going to break away for a little bit. We'll have a little music and weather back at the studio, as Jeff West will provide to you. We'll take a brief break, and then when we come back, we'll start our boys' coverage here in 40th District play here on the road at Paris High School, as it's the Montgomery County boys, the Indians, coming into tonight with an 8-11 record. They'll take on the homestanding Paris Hounds at 5-11, coached by Coach Sean Ransom. So we'll join you back here in a few moments, but until then, we'll say so long from the Lady Indians broadcast at final score 78-40. We'll return in a few moments and bring you back Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Oh, Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.